In this edition of My Drive, you'll find out what city or town ranks the safest in the state of Arizona, or what's in the top three. It's someplace you may know. Fuel permits, when you can get those. 100 Men Who Carry event. Arena Cross in Prescott Valley, Finley Toyota Center. And a woman's perspective on auto shops. That and more with Alicia and Guy. My Drive. What's up, E?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Just another My Drive covering top events and news for this weekend. Guess what is the safest city in, is this Arizona? Yeah. What is the third safest city in Arizona?
Third safest. Well, I would feel like it's where I live.
It is. Prescott Valley, Arizona is the third safest city in Arizona. And the only city in Yavapai County to make the distinguished list is 65% safer than the average city in the state, a crime rate of 957 incidents per 100,000 people. The community has a proactive police department that believes in community-based policing, or maybe just because there's a bunch of old people that live here that are too tired to break into stuff.
I'm tired.
I'm just saying.
I'm tired. Like, I'm super tired. I don't want to be breaking in stuff. I will tell you, when we first moved here from a state that is not very safe when it comes to crime. And we had bought a TV for the house, and we were moving it from the basket into the car. And a car stopped, and a guy jumped out. And we were ready to, like, kung fu him because we thought he was going to try to steal our TV. But instead, he was like, "Hey, bud, let me help you with that." We're like, okay, that's weird.
City.
Most helpful.
There
awesome.
You go. So, producer girl, what is the safest city in the state of Arizona?
Florence,
Arizona. What's the second?
You said Somerton or something?
Somerton. I don't know either of those cities.
I only know Florence because they beat me at state for cheer 1 year. But,
okay. So Prescott Valley is number three. Not bad.
You are number three. Let's be safer out there, people. Let's get to number one.
I'll take the next one since it's about manly men. The quarterly 100 Men Who Care of Northern Arizona event takes place February 22nd. So Manly Men Thursday, February 22nd, 6 to 10 p.m. Bring your $100. It's at the Point Bar and Lounge, downtown Prescott. Been there a few times. Every event, 100 dudes get together. They bring their $100. Three nonprofits present what they do, why they do it, who they impact. The men then vote on who should get the $100 per guy. So that comes up to be about $10,000 cash every time.
That's awesome.
In, out, couple drinks, couple snacks, make a big impact. So dudes, come out to the February 22nd event, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Point Bar and Lounge. You can go to, I think it's 100menwhocareyc.com is the website for the 100 Men Who Carry event taking place Thursday, February 22nd, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Point Bar Lounge. Go to 100menwhocareyc.com.
Speaking of manly men or not, NFL, we know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. Blah, blah, Kansas City, yada, yada.
You're a football expert. Who's your favorite?
So my favorite was the Lions, just because they were showing commercials from the last time the Lions won a Super Bowl or a championship game, and Elvis Presley was promoting like some big event or something, like some
Barry
concert
was
he was going to be at.
What
he was.
Barry Sanders, man.
You know what?
I just saw that documentary. We mentioned it the other day.
I love Barry Sanders. He's the coolest. Well, and then Terrell Suggs, who, whatever, like the Ravens. They turned out the lights in the stadium, and Terrell Suggs, one of their big players, one of their favorite players of all time, comes running out, and that was supposed to amp up the crowd and turn things around. It did not. Chiefs, everybody hates them or loves them, but it gives me something to root for. Your boy at Dignity Health, I can't think of his name, who's our marketing guy that we love over at the hospital?
What you talking about, Willis? Oh, Roger Dubin?
Yeah, he's...
Marketing Director, Dignity Health, YRMC, great dude.
I was going to message him yesterday because his 49ers Roger will be going Dubin. To the Super Bowl.
You guys have a lot of football banter going on in the emails, I see.
So I'm a 49ers fan now because I just don't like the Chiefs. So we'll be seeing a lot of Taylor Swift, although She has a big concert in Japan, I think, the night before the Super Bowl. So I don't know that she'll be able to make it. There's a million teenage girls who love the fact that Taylor Swift's going to be at the Super Bowl. So I'm just saying. Oh, and Usher. So
okay, cool.
That's it.
So segueing to something completely unrelated, which doesn't make it a very good segue, is Prescott National Forest fuel wood permits seems kind of that term fuel wood. Wood is fuel.
Well,
fuel wood. So Prescott National Park fuel wood permits available. Dead and down fuel wood permits for 2024 are available for purchase.
So it's $2 a cord with a $20 minimum. So you have to buy a $2. So each cord is $2, but you got to spend $20. So you've got a 10 cord minimum. So
$2 a cord, the $20 minimum, cutting instructions and a map. If you need cutting instructions for a chainsaw,
probably don't use it.
Permit, please don't call ahead. For more information on purchasing a permit at 928-443-8000. If you're in search of good wood, call 928-443-8000. Nobody got that little joke, but okay.
I did. I wasn't going to. I was speaking of wood. The Arena Cross Championships Series is here February 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 at the Finley Toyota Center. Have you been to this one?
Yeah, I've been to it. They're awesome, except I'm not a big fan when I'm sitting in the sweet high up of the two-stroke carbon monoxide.
Yes. So bring a mask or something. I don't know. Yeah, that was a little rough for me, but
it is awesome though. And it's always full.
It's a great event. Yeah.
When is it?
It is February 2nd and 3rd. So this weekend at 7:30 at the Finley Toyota Center, tickets are still on sale. This is a high stakes event. It's taking place over 14 rounds in 13 cities.
They get pretty high going off those jumps. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet.
That's pretty fun.
Moving on. Cast11.com, bunch of new shows hitting the streaming airwaves in 2024. We've got the Auto Works Repair and Service of Prescott Valley. Auto Works. Do I got that right? The URL's not on there either. I think we're going to have some retraining of our associate producer. AutoWorks Service and Repair.com. Always have lots of references for our listeners. Anyways, A Woman's Perspective, the AutoWorks podcast with John Lonis.
Oh, so the days of dealing with loud music and cigarette smoke when you drop off your keys are long gone.
They are long gone.
John's wife, Brianna, shares, is it Brianna or Brianna? Brianna? I'm going to Brianna.
You have to check with John.
Brianna shares what sets a good first impression on her when walking into a new shop for the first time and why the small details matter.
I would like to just see in general a woman's perspective, female perspective on all that stuff, because not only do they have a different perspective than men, obviously, but they also have an overall different experience when they walk into a male-dominated room, right?
Yes.
They're being looked at differently.
Well, and I think a lot of times as a woman, you feel that they're trying to take advantage of you.
I feel like a woman.
I feel like they're going, hey, oh, she's here.
What's up, girl?
We're going to need to put some premium air in your tires.
Premium air? Is that like nitrogen?
Yeah, we're going to have to add that to your tires. It's really better for wear and tear.
$500 for you, Missy. Mm-hmm.
You have premium air?
Premium air.
And our idealio of the week is brought to you by Quality Trailers.
Quality Trailers, 50% off any trailer service or 5% off new trailer sales.
Wow.
From Idealios.
Idealios.
It's Idealios, not Idealio. It's Idealios. That is the brand.
Oh my gosh.
So you can check out all the new deals at signalsaz.com/deals. The latest Idealios, which is the Quality Trailers, 50% off any trailer service, 5% new trailer sales. What you got trailing?
I ain't got nothing. Oh, got back from Nationals. I wasn't here last week because I was still in Vegas.
So So you're talking about, because not everybody knows, you're...
I don't understand how that's possible.
You're the lead coach, co-coach, I don't know.
Owner, head coach. All things Storm.
Storm Elite Cheer.
Mm-hmm. So we went back to defend our title, which we are the level 4 national champs and level champs, which means we beat out every level 4 team there. And actually the year before we beat out every 18 and under team there as well. But this year we went back and of course, not of course, but we did win again, so back-to-back national and level champs, lost by 0.05. One of my teams did, which is the closest margin. Somebody
might tie their shoelace or something?
You know, you go back and you just go through the video and go, man, if only we had done this or only we had done that. But we had beat the third place team by 2.5 full points, which shows you when you say 2.5 points and then from first to second is 0.05. It's smallest little. So we'll be
nitpicky,
but that's the way it is. So proud of all the teams. Jams is a great event. It's, I love the camaraderie between the teams. I work really well with some California teams. So it's really good to, you learn.
So we'll wrap up this My Drive with a true or false trivia for you.
Okay.
The Prescott Rodeo Grounds, true or false, the Prescott Rodeo Grounds is host to two events in the city of Prescott. We'll have two of these, true and false, to educate some people. Always like learning something along the way.
Okay.
So the true or false, Prescott Rodeo Grounds is host to two events annually.
I want to say false. Is it true? I'm getting a true over here. I say false. I would think there's a lot more, isn't there? Or just...
There are a lot more. That's part of the misconception is people think it's like only host the rodeo. It's host to multiple events throughout the year. It generates approximately pretty close to 90,000 visitors throughout the year to the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. People think that there's just one event or two events and that this improvement plan coming up is going to bring in a lot more events. Well, it's already host to a lot of events. I think there's that kind of misconception.
So the Yavapai County Fair, is that at the Rodeo
That's
Grounds?
That's one of them.
Okay. And then
you got the fair, you got Equifest, you got the
Equifest.
Rodeo, you got multiple roping events, mutt and bust.
I think a lot of people think they just dust it off once a year and have the rodeo there.
Exactly.
The only reason I knew about Equifest is because we've been supporters of that for a long time. And then the fair, of course, but I almost didn't think it was the same place for some reason. I had it in my mind that there were two different, the fair and the rodeo were two different places, but I'm looking the grounds of my, that is the rodeo grounds.
Got another one, true or false for you.
Okay.
The proposed improvement plan for the Prescott Rodeo Grounds, which as you know, they need help because they're old.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
The proposed improvement plan will go beyond the current footprint of the rodeo grounds.
So you're saying that it's going to take up more space, true or false?
Is the proposed improvement going to take a larger area?
I would assume if we're improving, we're going to take over more space.
False.
Oh.
The current improvement plan stays within the current footprint of the Prescott Rodeo Grounds.
So,
and you've heard it here.
So they're not taking over any more space. They're not doing anything. They're just improving the space that they've already been occupying.
Right. They're creating new spaces within the existing footprint, within the existing space.
Seems like a no-brainer, good idea.
No-brainer. And at that, wrap it up.
Oh, watch out for those roundabouts.
See ya.
See ya.